Texas Late Night. Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu with you. And how about a hand for our special guest tonight, Ryan Mallett. Well, welcome to the show. Congratulations on the win last week. Great thing to do. Get a win at NRG Stadium. Cool stuff.
It was. We needed it, and we got one. But before we start this, I heard tomorrow is you guys' birthday. Right, same day.
Oh, yes. It is.
So I brought you guys a little
present. Oh, my gosh.
We've never gotten a gift before. Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, Ryan.
You're officially our favorite guest ever.
Cupcakes. That's right. He just went to the top of the list.
You're the top of the list now. Oh, now you're coming back.
I like to be at the top of the list every week from now on.
Now the Ryan Mallett Show,
That's so cute. Did you get a shot of the cupcakes?
Yeah. Okay, very nice. I'm not going to eat now because I'll make a
You might as well. I mean, just make it interesting.
Do the interview while eating a cupcake.
So, look, how is it for you? I mean, how special is it to play professional football in Texas? You were the high school player of the year in Texas, and now you are in the NFL in Texas. That's got to be really special.
It's really neat because I get to be close to my family. Like last week, I think I had 30 people come to the game, so it gets kind of expensive on the ticket end, but it's worth it having everybody so close. And just the tradition of football in this state is really important to me, just growing up in high school, coming through the ranks with that. So playing professionally here, it's really awesome.
You had a lot of accomplishments as a Texas high school football player, and you had a nickname. A lot of people don't like their nicknames, but you had a really cool nickname. Big Tex.
Yeah,
that actually always kind of confused me. Well, it did confuse
why?
Me.
Why?
I lived in Arkansas,
right?
But I went to school in Texas because I lived right on the state line.
Right.
So
I think we have a picture of your town.
Yeah, we have a picture of the post office.
There you go.
There it is. The state line goes right through the middle, huh?
Right through the middle.
So you lived in Arkansas but went to high school in Texas.
Sure did.
So you're both, really. I mean, is that how you regard yourself?
Or? I consider myself both. Growing up that close, it's kind of like the inner circle. Like, you get to pick what, you know, or both if you want.
All right, but now you're playing professional football in Texas.
So now you're Texas.
So how can we bring this nickname back?
I think we want to revive it. Well, I think it sticks now. I live in Texas. So
you don't mind if we use that? Because you really can't use it on yourself.
But no.
I think maybe in the third person in a press conference. Big Tex is working hard every week. Big Tex is working on chemistry with the wide receivers.
I'll try that next week and see how it goes.
Just slip one in, and all the late night people will get it.
We'll see how well that goes.
Yeah, that'll go over really well. But it's got to be a thrill. And obviously, being here with the Houston Texans organization, I mean, to go through everything you've been through, you got your second win as a starter. Now you're 2-2. And that's a real thrill. And now you go on the road to play the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, we got a tough test. They got a good defense. Their offense is putting up points. So we got to go in there and do our job, execute our game plan, and be ready to go Sunday when the ball's kicked off.
All right, so growing up, you had a lot of quarterbacks that you looked up to, but there was one in particular, Brett Favre. Is that the guy that you really looked up to?
Yeah, I grew up liking Brett Favre. Actually, I think I was in, I don't know, he's kind of older now, so I was in like 8th or 9th grade, and his autobiography came out. And, you know, kids my age are not going to read a 300-page book, you know, anytime quick, and it took me, I don't know, 3.5 hours to read the whole thing, so I was pretty into it.
What do you like about him?
Just like his mentality towards the game. He has fun. He goes out there and he tries to make plays. He's a gunslinger. So, I mean, it's what I like, the style I like growing up.
So Mark and I had this debate. Do quarterbacks like being called gunslingers? I thought they did. He thought they didn't. So you settled the debate.
Mind. As long as
it's a good thing,
like a
right?
good gunslinger, like not a bad gunslinger.
Not like a real gunslinger.
like hitting the target and things like that. What was it like playing college football in Arkansas? I know you started at Michigan, but you ended up playing with the Razorbacks.
It was unbelievable. I actually grew up parking cars at the games when I was little. Before I moved to Texarkana, I lived up there. And I would park cars to be able to go to the games for free when I was like probably that tall. I wasn't ever that tall, I don't think. But
So that had to be a tremendous thrill to come back and play college football after being in Michigan.
It was very special to me. I had a lot of people I knew in that area because I lived there for a few years before I moved to Texarkana. And so it was just special coming back home. I'd always grown up wanted to be a Hog, from day one, and just circumstances coming out of high school didn't allow that. But then after a year, I came back, and the rest is history.
Cool stuff. Okay, well, you're not history yet. We have one more segment with you, and we play a game when we come back, and this is going to be a good one with Ryan Mallett. How about it? Ryan Mallett, it's Texans Late Night.